It's Greg Pope, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Saturday, 2 o'clock, Nissan Stadium, OVC action. Tennessee State will be hosting Tennessee Tech, and we're joined now by Tigers coach Eddie George. Hey, Eddie, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing today?
Doing great, man. Coming
man,
off the...
I'll tell you what.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Eddie. We got you.
Hello?
Yeah, we got you, Eddie.
No, go ahead. You're good. You can ask the question.
No, I know. I was so excited. Coming off... Eddie, coming off the win at Austin Peay, where it just seems like so many things on both sides of the ball came together. You go into the bye week, and now coming out of it to play another home game against Tennessee Tech. Tell me about where your team is and how you can build on that momentum.
Well, it was a great win to go in there and get a win on the road against a formidable opponent, a rivalry in Austin Peay. It was a gutty win for us, a character win. But when you look at the tape, you realize that you left a lot of plays out there, some things that we can work on and get better at. One area is discipline. Still way too many penalties to put ourselves in a situation where we have to overcome. We can't do that against quality football teams in the OVC. Really wanted to focus on the things that we're not necessarily good at. And that's third down, to be better offensively on third down. Really focused on that and really to say, okay, where are our strengths? What are we good at? What can we do better? And that's what we focused on during the bye week. So it was critical for us during the bye week to get better and build off of the win, but also learn from our mistakes and where we have to go to become a better football team.
And we've talked about the process of going through just you getting hired, then hardly having any summer, everything that went into preseason camp, and now, and you had even said that it looked like those first few games were almost like preseason games, if you will. Now you're in the meat of the schedule. It did take a little bit of while to get it all together, didn't it?
Yeah, and we're still in that process. It's still not over. I mean, you know, we're, five, 6 weeks into the season. The kids are just now starting to understand the language that we're using, the play calls, things are starting to slow down for them a little bit. The best thing that we could have done as a staff is to simplify things across the board with these kids because they're going from learning from one system to another in a short amount of time. So we really have to keep it bare minimum and really focus on the fundamentals of football and really harp on the discipline aspects of it. And they're starting to buy in, you know, to what we're preaching to them in terms of being on time, in terms of being at the right place, being prepared holistically, both on and off the football field, and it's starting to pay dividends. So still a lot of work to do, but we are seeing growth in a lot of areas, and I'm going to continue to push them beyond their comfort zone until they understand that, hey, this is a certain standard in which you come to work with every day, whether you're in the football facility, you're in the classroom, you're in the community, you're in the boardroom, or even at home. You know, these are the principles that you have to set for yourself and your family to garner success.
And Jeremy Hickbottom, he got off to the slow start for some various reasons, but it just seemed like he's taken control of this offense, was named the OVC Offensive Player of the Week after the Austin Peay win. Just talk about him settling in.
Yeah, Jeremy, you know, when you look at him, he has all the attributes that you want to see, the quarterback, the height, the size, the arm talent. His commitment to getting better is really allowed him to get to this place where he is now. He is starting to see things from that position, what's required from him in this offense. And, you know, we're just seeing him grow and try to master each and every scenario and understanding the concepts, where his eyes are, where to look, footwork, all of the things that go into becoming a good quarterback. He has been doing that. Coming up during his off time, looking at film and studying and breaking it down. So he's put forth the effort, a short amount of time, to become an efficient quarterback because if we give him the time and if we give him the holes in terms of the protection up front and the offensive line is able to open the holes for the running game, he can make the throws necessary to make this offense for us to be efficient. And I think we're just scratching the surface on what we can do offensively here.
Tell us what you have to do about Tennessee Tech. How do you be successful against them?
Well, for one, Tennessee Tech, they don't beat themselves. They're the least penalized team in the OVC. They play extremely hard. They're well coached. We can't give them opportunities by hurting ourselves. I mean, it's hard enough to beat an opponent on any given Saturdays, but we can't beat ourselves. When you look at tape, you know, the thing that sticks out to me is their ability to run the football. You know, number 21, I believe his name is Geis or Geis. I think I don't want to disrespect his name, but he's a really good running back. I think he might be the best running back we would have faced to date. So it's going to be important for us to corral the ball carrier, get him down, because he can break tackles. Defensively, they're very active up front. They have a good front four. They have some young guys up on the front four, but they're very fast and they're very disruptive. So we've got to know who we have in protection. We can't have breakdowns in protection. So if we can do those things, hopefully we can, you know, put ourselves a chance to compete to get a victory on Saturday.
TSU football coach Eddie George with us. John?
Eddie, you talked about how well your quarterback is playing. What about that tight end of yours, man? That kid is a stud. We talked to Hugh Jackson about him last week. He's got some NFL qualities, it looks like.
Man, I tell you what, Rock, I call him Rock. You know, Rodell Rahman is an extraordinary young man. He is a pleasant surprise for us. He's a matchup problem on the field. I could see that when he came in here. He stands around 6'3". Chiseled, 235 pounds, 235.
So in other words, he's Eddie George.
Somewhere in the range.
He's Eddie George 2.0, basically.
Hey, but, you know, this dude, you know, he's doing it all. I mean, he can block punch, he can catch, he can run, he can do everything, and he's one of our better playmakers. And, you know, I don't like to put anything on these young men in terms of the NFL right now, but he certainly looked the part. He's putting great stuff on tape. He's fast, and he's getting a lot of attention. I mean, he can be a very good tight end in the National Football League, God willing, if he gets there. You know, so but no, these are the weapons that we're just now finding out. Like, wow, he can do this. Yeah, we can put him in this situation, and that goes for a lot of different guys on our team. So we're finding out who these guys are in a short amount of time, and I just wish that we had more time with them.
Yeah, we had your OC, Hugh Jackson, on last week. It was great to spend some time with him. And I know we asked you about him during the summer. As the season's gone along, how has your relationship with Hugh grown, and what kind of job has he done running this offense?
I think Hugh's done a tremendous job. You know, he comes in with a wealth of knowledge, high expectations for his players, for his staff. And he's had to learn the college game in terms of that. Things have changed since he was coaching at USC. So in terms of learning, knowing how guys learn was one thing, and then having to simplify his playbook to adapt to the college level is another thing. So he's done an outstanding job of getting our offense ready, prepared, week in and week out. Knowing where we were from week one to where we are now, he's done a tremendous job. And I'm sitting in the meeting room and going to various meetings, listening and watching, understanding. You know, if I can understand it, then therefore the kids should understand it. So it's been a thrill just to get to know Hugh, both as a coach and as a man, as an entrepreneur. And I just have tremendous respect for him.
Well, Saturday afternoon, Nissan Stadium, Tennessee Tech, and TSU. You can listen at TSUSportsNetwork.com. The call with Will Brown, rather, and myself on the call. So looking forward to that. Eddie, thank you, and good luck Saturday.
Thanks, Eddie.
Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good one.
All right.